Greetings. We are the Boss Prophets and the Generals, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly supernatural word of empowerment.
We decree by the power of God that what you are about to hear will begin to shift you into
your new season.
Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
Amen. Some of you all missed it. Some of you all got to catch this thing. So how can you even get to that level? Let's calm down a little bit. Let's inhale. Let's exhale. Let's talk about prayer 101. Prayer 101. How can we even get to the point of being a glory carrier? Because in this day and age, we need the glory of God more than ever before. In this world, as you read in the news or saw on the news when that gunman came into that church in the South and shot up the people, even the pastor, we need the glory of God. It is a supernatural war. And I'll be thankful of God because I know that was a devastating occurrence. I know that there are people that are still hurting because of it. But my question is, how can a gunman come inside of a church and not one person have a discernment?
Amen.
Amen.
Something's about to go down. How can somebody who supposedly in our relationship with God woke up in the coolness of the day before the sun woke up, spent some quality time with God and the Holy Spirit, not even sound an alarm on their spirit, and open up their own spiritual eyes and say, be careful, let's pull down that stronghold. Somebody's coming to kill you. But if you pray, if you pull down the stronghold, if you pray and get and call the other intercessors right now, we can reverse this thing in the spirit, and God would get the glory. How come nobody could understand what was going to happen before it happened? Do we not serve an omnipresent God? One is everywhere at the same time. Do we not serve an omnipotent God? And do we not serve a God who is Alpha and Omega, who knows the beginning and the ending? Matter of fact, the Bible even says he knew ending before the beginning. Whoa! So how can he not understand what is going to happen within a 24-hour time period of our own earthly hours today? Can I talk to some people on today? Can I hear?
Yes.
Troubling his mind because there's too many people who say they have a prayer life, but it's really a complaining life, who are not spending time with God, who are not carrying his glory, who don't even have a spiritual eye gate and ear gate that is open to even understand when God is sending forth a warning signal for tragedy that the enemy's trying to do in this earth. We are spiritually asleep, and God is causing an awakening. So let's get to the point where we can now enter into a discerning place in God, where we can spend time with the Lord, and he shows us on the day. I cannot tell you how many times I've spent time with the Lord in the midnight hour or in the coolness of the day, and the Lord has opened up my understanding, and he has said, I know the way you take the work is very efficient, but today I'm going to need you to take the street. And I'm like, okay, take the street. Mm-hmm. But, Lord, man, that's a whole 20 minutes out of my way. He said, there's an accident, and I don't want you involved in it. He said, pray for the people that my protection will be there on that type of strip of highway. And he said, for you, you're going to take another way. I can't tell you how many times in my prayer time the Lord has shown me visions of me looking at my car, and he says, the front right-hand side tire has a flat. Before I even stepped out of my house, he let me know, leave out in enough time so you can go and get some air so that you won't be late for work. I can't tell you how many times he's even shown me the lives of my own spiritual children or our members or our family members because we have taken the time to honor God and because we have a relationship. What do friends do in a relationship? They share information.
Amen.
And you want God to share some information with you, some secrets, some things that are going to happen before they happen. You have to be in position so that God can share with you. What, you think he's going to knock on your door and interrupt you while you playing your video games to spend some quality time with you? You think that's how it works? You think that he's going to come through a wall and sit face-to-face with you while you bumping your music and caring for, and living a carefree lifestyle? You think he's, oh, okay, you thought he was going to tap you on your shoulder after you got through having that adulterous affair or fornicating. Before, oh, you thought you were going to get that enlightenment while you were in your sin. Oh, okay, that understands a lot. You thought that God was going to run after you to share with you what Jeremiah 33:3 says, I will call upon me and I will show you great and mighty things that thou knowest not. You thought God was going to chase after you to enlighten you. See, God already knows all of these things. He's benefiting us by sharing that information with us because we are in position. You thought God was going to give you a sense of enlightenment and show you some great prophecy, some wonderful visions while you was looking at porn at 2 a.m. Oh, you thought God was going to visit you then. No, no, you thought God was going to do it after you lifted up your middle finger when you cut somebody off when you was driving and they honked the horn. No, you thought God was going to give it to you after you ran off at the mouth and snapped on somebody when you should have exhibited peace or mercy or grace.
Jesus.
Am I exposing some things? See, because a lot of times if we look at our lifestyle, we are not even in position to have God, the Holy One, the Worthy One, to even come and encamp himself in our atmosphere. We don't even make it inviting for God to come.
Jesus.
You want that divine interaction with God, but you are not even setting an atmosphere for his angelic host, for his glorious presence to be even resting upon your home. Because it's too much hell and weight and sin that is too warped up in your home, in wherever you live, whatever you're doing, your activities. Does it really scream holy? Does it really scream, Lord, sacrifice? Because we are supposed to present ourselves a living sacrifice unto the Lord. Are we even making an effort? Are we still allowing any and everything to happen under our roof, including with our children? You paying the bills, you going to work, you paying electricity bill. They don't have a pot to pee in, but you let them bring all types of hell and sin in your house. And that could be the very hindering thing that God is waiting for you to take a stand on so he can come and visit you more and speak to you more. He's ready for you to take dominion over the responsibility he first gave you, which is your family, which is your territory. Whether you live in an apartment, a condo, a house, whether you live with somebody, sanctify your territory. Get ready for the move of God. Get ready for his visitation.
Amen.
But if you are not even setting the atmosphere, you're missing out on so much wisdom.
Jesus.
There was one place we were at, Apostle Andrew and I. We were at some type of miracle conference, something like that, years ago. And it was a great prophet there. He was a really great man of God. And he called out, he said, somebody's been having some knee pain, some leg pain. It just seems like you can't even walk sometimes. It seems like your leg gives out from under you. He said, who am I speaking to? And it was a lady that was sitting about three people down from me or two people down from me. She raised her hand and she began to walk towards the front. And he said, you don't even know why out of the blue your leg started acting up like that. And she said, no, out of the blue, it just started happening about a few months ago. He said, what you failed to realize is that there was a witch, and there was a witch that had set a trap, a natural trap in the supernatural world, but it was supposed to take place on a certain geographical land strip for that individual to walk past. And when that individual that the witch was after walked past that certain area, the spell would fall upon that person. But without thinking and going about her day, the individual that was in the church in that service, she walked into that trap instead. And ever since then, that actual curse or spell now was placed upon her instead of whoever the witch was targeting. And this is that type of prophet. He's from Africa. So he's very heavy into war, you know, witchcraft and warlocks and all of that curses, and he's very accurate. He can go into your lineage and all of that stuff. He's very cool. So with that being said, he opened up her understanding and said, this is why God is asking you to seek him more so that he can impart in you discernment. So that when you are supposed to go somewhere and you're just going about your day carefree, God can say, don't go through that way. Don't cross the street now. Go an extra block. Don't even go to that place. Matter of fact, call, reschedule your appointment. It's just not right today. Something's not going to go right for you. Mm-hmm. This is why we need discernment.
Yes.
So, of course, he prayed for the lady. She fell out. She got healed. Her leg is not hurting her anymore. She had no pain walking. And I thank God for that. But that blew my mind. And I said, God, I thank you that you have grace upon me, that you share with me before things happen that will not work out for my good. See, because the Bible says that all things work out for the good of them that love the Lord. You got to love the Lord so much that you're going to be found in his presence on a continual basis. And he said, if you do that for me, yes, all things will work out for your good because I will turn it that way to be so. But also I can give you warning so that you don't make a conscious decision to now enter into something that will now cause you to have a setback for months or even years. This is what God is saying. It's all a setup for your good.
We know this word has truly empowered you for this week.
And if you want to activate this word and manifest this word into your life, visit our website and sow into it. The website is www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .com, not .org, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. That is www.kci.world. As always, we are speaking life over you, and we are excited about your
now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name.
This has been your weekly supernatural word of empowerment from
the Generals.